Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.
Lads, taking care of your health and fitness is a big deal these days. Big, big deal and big money. But at what cost? Listen to this. A 2019 survey said that one in five Irish adults aged between 18 to 34 would consider taking anabolic steroids. So Dr. Brian Higgins of Galway Primary Care is on the line to discuss all. Dr. Brian, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Brian, does that survey sound mad to you, or is steroid use that common in Ireland?
Well, I suppose that's the amount of people who would consider using it. The amount of people who've used anabolics is probably an awful lot lower than that. Probably higher than you'd think.
High enough. Yeah, okay. Now, don't get me thrown off air now, but where are young people accessing this stuff and how much are they paying for it?
So, who knows? So, the thing about it is because it's an illicit market, it's not particularly clear. So, people will buy them from different sources. Some people will just go on and buy things off the internet. Some people will get things from their friends. Some people will get things from their coach in the gym. And the issue with that is you don't really know what you're getting. And when people are talking about anabolics, we traditionally think of steroids. And steroids are really just kind of versions of testosterone. And they come in all different forms, sometimes oral, sometimes injectable. But actually, when it comes to the things that people take for fitness, there's an awful lot more than just anabolics. Sometimes there's these things called estrogen or anabolic receptor modulators, and also things like maybe even medications for low thyroid, or even sometimes medications for asthma people might use to help them lose weight. And the issue is all of these medications have potentially serious side effects, and if you get the wrong medication and the wrong person, people can get very, very sick.
Okay. So you mentioned there, so there's the injectables and the oral ones, and do they vary again? Like what are all the different types?
Well, there is an incredible amount of different types.
Variety,
and the problem is as well, is that you're not necessarily going to be given, like if you are speaking to a coach who's maybe interested in anabolics and is encouraging the people training with them to start taking anabolics, they're not going to go and say, okay, what's the absolute best, most perfect anabolic for this person? The coach is going to say, okay, what can I get and what do I have the highest margin on? And that's what I'm going to give the person. And that's maybe for painting some people unfairly, but for the vast majority of the cases, you have to remember these are illegal substances and they're being used by people without a full professional education in their use and the medical consequences of them. So people just need to be very, very, very careful with what they're taking where they're taking them.
You mentioned side effects there.
What
are we talking?
Well, it depends what you're taking, and they affect different people differently. So for people who are at risk of mental health issues, you can get something called a steroid psychosis, or it can cause quite severe depression. And that's something people don't necessarily think about. And a lot of people who decide to use anabolics, they're using them because they're unhappy. And sometimes they're using the anabolics or getting into very good shape because they feel that might make them happier. And the risk is then if you start using an anabolic that could affect your mental health, it could actually spiral someone's mental health quite negatively. And then there's all the hormonal side effects. Like our hormone balance is really, really, really tightly modulated. And the problem is when you start giving someone a hormone like testosterone, the body says, oh, great, I'm getting testosterone elsewhere, so I'm going to stop producing it. And that's why testosterone can cause real issues for male fertility and for female fertility as well. And then the other, what we call androgenic side effects. If any of us know a teenage lad who's going through that period of pubescence where the testosterone levels start to spike, they generally tend to suffer with quite oily skin, bad acne. And then as we get older, maybe a bit of male pattern baldness as well.
Okay. Why are they, what are they being sold? I mean, what does a steroid actually do to the body when someone takes it?
Again, it depends on the steroid and depends on the medication that somebody is taking. But generally, they're performance-enhancing medications. So they'll do effectively two big things that the steroids affect. One is they change the way the blood can carry oxygen. So they make people more aerobically fit. They increase the blood count. And that's one of the dangerous things, actually, with steroids, is they can increase the blood count so much that the blood gets thick, and that's what leads to people getting heart attacks and strokes. The second thing is the direct action on the muscle. When we exercise, we're damaging our muscle, and then that muscle has to repair. And when people are taking anabolics, that muscle repairs an awful lot faster. So the muscle gets stronger faster and people can train more frequently.
Okay. And is this generally guys using steroids? Do you see a lot of women that would be using steroids?
So when we talk about classically steroids, anabolics, you do not see that a lot in female athletes or female women who are kind of recreationally just trying to get a little bit fitter. But you do see people take medication. They might start taking thyroid medication. They might take a medication called clenbuterol. And they can take these receptor modulators that can be quite harmful. And even some people now are buying the weight loss diabetes medication off the internet to try reduce the appetite. Or the other thing, people might take are diuretics to try lose water weight. And the issue is these medications are all prescription medications. And the reason they're prescribed is that if they're used wrong or they're used in the wrong person, things can go really bad. And what you can see now is this expectation for women to look in a very particular type of way, and men as well, but for women, when the body fat goes below a certain level, that can actually have a reflex action on a little gland in the brain that can really affect female fertility and can have really long lasting effects on fertility. And that, unfortunately, when you're buying something off the internet or buying something from somebody in a gym, like, they're not going to tell you that because it'll usually stop the sale.
I mean, you'd want to be in a pretty dark place, get onto the dark, dark web and buy drugs and medication, you know what I mean, to enhance your physique or your look or whatever. I mean, mentally, what is going on there? Are they addictive?
Well, so a lot of these medications, they're not addictive in the classic way that we consider addictive.
Right.
So when we talk about a medication being addictive, like alcohol, nicotine, cocaine, what happens is that the body gets used to it. So it needs it once more, but also it needs more to have the same effect. That's the traditional thing when we think of addiction. For these types of medications, they're probably psychologically addictive. If you have somebody who suffers with anxiety or low self-esteem, and then they start training and they start getting into a group of people who are being very supportive and they're getting a lot of likes on Instagram. And that starts to obviously make them feel good because they're getting this positive feedback. But the issue with that is it's a very external form of validation. And that will mean and that's addictive. We want more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is we maybe start to use anabolics or we maybe start to use these kind of thermogenics or weight loss medications, and we feel like we're looking better, and then we're getting more positive feedback, and then that can be addictive. And it's just a very, very unhealthy way to manage mental health issues. And I suppose the problem is a lot of these people then will start to focus their life all around training. They'll get very fixated on their diet. And there can be an overlap between body dysmorphia. So you can have people who look in the mirror and what they see in the mirror is not what everyone else sees. They might see someone who's a totally different shape. And then if you combine that with some anxiety or low self-esteem, it can bring people to pretty dark places. And it's a case that it gets normalized because people are spending more time in a gym with maybe people who have similar values of them, and they become siloed in social media. So they get a lot of positive feedback and end up having a social group around them which are reinforcing these behaviours and actions and lifestyle, which unfortunately can have some fairly significant long-term side effects.
Brian, is there telltale signs that you can see if someone is using?
For men, if someone's bicep is bigger than your head, there's probably a good chance that they're on anabolics. I think it's very, for those almost professional or semi-professional bodybuilders, that's generally quite obvious because there's very few people who can develop that huge amount of mass naturally. There are people out there, but it's relatively rare. When it comes to, unfortunately, a lot of the people we see now who start taking anabolics are teenagers, late adolescents, young adults. And they're buying kind of small doses of things off the internet. And you wouldn't necessarily know. They might get a little bit more acne. Their mood might change a little bit. And unless people tell you, you might know.
if listeners are in a bit of bother with this stuff or they know someone who is there resources out there for them to try and get help?
So they there is a website called Zero Gains, which is a good resource. I think it's funded by the HSC or the HPRA. And that's a good resource for people to go to just to give some information around anabolics. And I think as well, speaking to... I think if you're ever concerned about anyone, I think the most important thing is, and sometimes what we all forget to do, is just talking to somebody and asking them if they're okay and telling them that you're worried, and at least in a very unconfrontational way. Yeah. Somebody mightn't talk to you straight away, but they might, knowing that they can talk to you is really important, so they might come back to you when they're ready. And then always the person's a medical professional, if they have a GP that they can trust, we'll certainly be able to kind of give people some advice. Some GPs will have more of an interest in kind of sports medicine or testosterone use and be able to give a little bit more information, but certainly a GP will be able to, if not give you the information directly, be able to guide you to somebody who can.
Dr. Brian Higgins, thank you so much for joining us this morning. There we go. That is Dr. Brian Higgins of Galway Primary Care. Steroids, scary. I mean, if you go to the gym, 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the day, it is just laced with young lads hitting the machines and, you know, doing weights. And it's great to see because, you know, they're looking after themselves. But there is, some of them are as young as like 14, 15. It's just scary when you read that stat that so many people would consider using anabolic steroids, and just hearing about the side effects, you really don't know what you're taking. Have you used a steroid in the past? Would you consider them? Get in touch. 51552 is our text. You can also mail me jen@rte.ie, and we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.